Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Male contraceptives, getting the snip could be a thing of the past, according to scientists, when they say the contraceptive jab, which has lasted 10 years, will be available for men very soon. The jab called Rusug could be ready within 12 months and developed by researchers at the Indian Institute of Technology. But the old Indian Institutes, they develop things, they develop the tampon, the condom, as far as I know, the contraceptive pill. They're mad into it over there. Anyway. The injection has been completed its final trials and it's considered better than a vasectomy as it would be less painful and also reversible. But UK researchers now looking at likelihood where the jab will be accepted in this country. As they said, many men will be hesitant. Dr. Amanda Wilson, who's the public health psychologist at Dermontfort University, told the British Science Festival in Leicester that researchers had found men were very reluctant to have any kind of jab. She said that the trend for men to have vasectomies is declining and the hesitancy about the injection may reflect this. She also said for a male pill, we're still looking for at between 30 to 50 years, but Rusug is the male contraceptive that is closest to reaching the market. However, we're seeing a significant decrease in vasectomies. Meanwhile, here in Ireland, a survey carried out by Irish Life Health in 2018 found that 8% of Irish men had vasectomies, which it should be a lot more than that. Consider men usually get them as they get older. They've already had two or three children and they don't want to have any more. So they rely on women essentially to take the contraceptives. Rusug is a gel which damages the tails of the individual sperm cells, preventing them from fertilising the egg. Now, as far as I know, the procedure can be reversed with an injection of water and baking soda. That sounds bizarre. However, sterilisation procedures in general for both men and women have fallen in recent years. And in the United States, a male contraceptive called Visigel, which works in a similar way, was developed. Dr. Wilson also said, I think women would find it a real benefit that they don't have to worry about their partner taking the pill. It's a little bit more peace of mind. The advantage of the jab is that it's not based on hormones, and attempts to develop male contraceptive pill based on sex hormones have been suffered problems in the past due to side effects in men, including acne and mood changes. God, it would be terrible, wouldn't it, to having mood changes. Jesus, it would be terrible for us, Aisling. Absolutely awful for us. I mean, women wouldn't have to go through stuff like that. Both which are common side effects of the pill for women, can I just point out, and also menopause. Women have primarily been the ones to worry about the contraception and take the action to prevent pregnancies. Before this, men could only use condoms to stop unwanted pregnancies, while women would take a range of products such as the pill, the coil, the bar, the implant, and many others. Even when a couple finish having their family, contraception is generally still up to the woman, as many feel or don't feel comfortable at the idea of a vasectomy. So is it time men took one for the team and availed of a long-term contraception? It may mean an injection in your gadget, by the way. You know what I mean? Sorry, there could be kids listening. You know, I'm using a biological term, in your scrotum. It may need that you might have to get an injection in the scrotum. I'm not too sure how exactly the gel works. But anyway, so I want to get your thoughts on this today. Do you think men would avail of this contraceptive injection? Ladies, I'm asking you, do you think men would take this new contraception? An injection in your gadget. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Some of the audio, by the way, coming in.
How's things, Niall? Oh, yeah. Listen, I've three kids, and there's not a hope I'd be still sticking any bleeding contraceptive thing in there myself. Not a hope. Good luck. Might just pull out. Hope for the best. Good luck.
Oh, trust Deco to come out with the best lines of ever. It's a family show, Deco, for God's sake.
Yeah, women are the ones left to take the contraception, but don't forget, women get to an age when they're not supposed to be taking contraception. You hit 38, 39, 40. Ugh. Yeah, women shouldn't be taking the pill after that. So, plain on luck there. It's like a roulette.
Yeah, I know. But you can get the coil as well, of course. But then again, that has its own myriad of problems too, I believe. Mood changes and all that kind of thing, and weight gain, and people talk about it. But then it has some good stuff too. If you take the coil and into later life, of course, it could be good for menopause. I'm not getting into the whole technology of the whole thing. Anyway, but would you trust men to take a contraceptive or do it? Do you think men will do it? Do you think men will take one for the team to avoid their wives having to go through it? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Dave?
It's Pat Niles.
How are you doing? Would you take one for the team, Dave?
Of course I would. I'm all for taking one for the team.
Taking one for the team. Why is it you think Irish men tend not to want to get vasectomies?
I don't know. I think is it just men in general? Well, like, come here to me now, right? You know, like, that's the most precious part of the male body. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah.
And the idea is...
Well, you'd imagine your eyes and your ears and arms and legs are more important, but that's not the way lads
yeah,
think.
Yeah, you know, but when you hear... it's not, okay? it's pure... There's no, you know... real logical thinking behind it is just, you know, let's be honest, it's
anything but that. Touch
yeah,
anything
exactly.
but that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, take my face off, just leave him alone. but I don't know. It's just I know of lads like going, I went online and heard it smells like was it cooking pork when they're doing it, and you know, this kind of stuff. Like the idea of someone going near your todger with a scalpel, like you know. No thanks.
How many kids have you got now, Dave?
I have two now. You see, I've got the best contraceptive of them all. I've got a baby.
Right, so you have two children. By the way, are you planning a bigger family, or is that it? Have you talked about it, or
honestly,
are you trying?
I like I said it to yourself, because if we won the lottery in the morning, I'd have another 10. But just, I mean, you know, that's it. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't mind having one or two more. Do you know what I mean?
All right. Let's say you got to a point of having two more, just for argument's sake, and you had a better job and more money and everything else, right? Okay, so you get to the point where you're happy. Would you have a vasectomy then?
Oh yeah, 100%. I went to the doctor when I was about 23 and asked, could I get a vasectomy? Because I was sure.
He won't do it then. Yeah.
Yeah. No. He told me that they wouldn't do it then.
No, go away. He would have said to you.
That was it. Yeah. He kind of looked at me as if to say, "What age?" I was like, "I'm 23." He was like, "Are you serious?"
I think the rule is 30, isn't it? That's that. Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same with women with sterilization. I think doctors. Mm. I just think it's a kind of protocol. Anything under that, you need to go and get some sort of psychiatric assessment or something first, maybe.
But I think it's so funny because I've been following the stories about male contraceptives, and they had. It might have been the one in America they decided, but they actually put it on hold because they said like the men. Men that were taking part in the trial, they were complaining about they were breaking out in spots and that they were having mood changes.
And they were
feeling bloated and like I can't say on daytime.
All the side effects that women get from the pill,
all the exact same things that women complain about, and we're just like, how would you ever shut up complaining? But when it happens to men, we're like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to them. Like they had to halt the trial at the time because the men were complaining so much.
If men were the ones to have babies, would we bother? I think it'd be the end of civilization.
Extinct within a generation. But you know what the gas thing about this is? I can see in the next 10 years they might be asking people not to do these things, because I don't know if you noticed this, but in the Western world in particular, believe it or not, but sperm counts of men have actually halved in the last 50 years.
Oh, right, okay. I saw a more interesting story this morning, which actually turned my stomach slightly. And I will remind people, of course, as well, that we are talking about contraception. But there was a story in the paper in China where there's a shortage of sperm. So they've invented a new machine.
Have you seen them?
There's a picture of it in the newspaper there today. It's basically a new machine that men can go into.
You stand in front of it, yeah. Have you seen how they work? No, I
don't want to. I've seen them do it to horses. That's enough for me.
No,
don't describe it on the air, Dave. It's daytime radio.
I won't. But no. Just like all dirtiness aside, like from an engineering point of view, there's some piece of kit. And I have them all lined up.
Do you want one, Dave? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Huh? Well, I mean, do they sell them on Zoom or Wish?
Stay there. They might get them on Wish. Robbie, you're an Ireland's classic kit. How you doing, Robbie? Or Alibaba?
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, Robbie, do you think it'll work? Would men take a male contraceptive?
No. Can't say. Some will, but in general, I don't think so, no.
No, why? Is it just not our job or something like that? Is that the way we look at it?
I don't know, probably generations will change their mindset, but like, I suppose anybody over the age of kind of 25, you'd imagine be kind of saying, no, not having that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Would you?
It's ironic talking about crown jewels today, like, I mean, I was just tensing up just thinking about the needle there when you're talking about it. Like,
I think that's how they have to do it, yeah, a needle in the gadget.
Yeah, a needle in the old onion sack, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Christ, could you imagine that?
I can't imagine it, but I also can't imagine what a woman has to go through to get a coil inserted or a bar inserted.
I mean, it would bring a tear to a glass eye. I swear to God.
So if it was you that had to get it done, you wouldn't be getting it done, Robbie? No.
No chance. And the thing is, as well,
but you're going to rely on your missus to take contraception then.
Ah, well, Johnny got me covered. You know. Like I'm just happy to get a rise in the morning these days. You know what I mean? Honestly, I couldn't see myself letting some bloke or even a woman stick a needle in me.
Gadget.
Me, yeah. in me howdy doody. I'm cleansing up here now, even just thinking about it. Like, I mean,
the legs are crossed, are they? Yeah.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, everything is crossed.
I gotta take a break. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008.
Men are wimps. They will not have it done.
Mm-hmm.
When you see them with a flu, like, what are they like?
Yeah.
So can you imagine what they'd be like getting a needle in there?
Yeah.
Worm. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
They're worm.
With very, very few of them.
They're worm. Caroline, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Caroline?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Is it a worm or a snake? One wonders. Caroline, I mean, do you think men, could you trust men to want to do it?
I think why I texted in was because when you mentioned the most important part of their body, you went through several parts of the body, but none of you happened to mention the brain.
Of course.
You know,
but I think Dave values his todger, as he put it, over every other part of his body.
You know, what's going to happen, Dave, when his todger starts to decline? Is he going to be going to depression and never recover?
I think so. I think a lot of men, by the way, on a very serious note, I think a lot of men do as they get older. It's quite damaging to men, you know, if they get, you know, dysfunction in that department. You know, it upsets them greatly.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. If there was an injection that was injected into that part of the body to...
make sure you always had function.
Yes,
yeah,
like a 20-year-old.
Oh, they'd be queuing up down the road.
I rest my case.
That's it. Even if there was, they wouldn't care if the side effects meant you were left with a limp for the rest of your life. They wouldn't care.
No, and grew nostril hair and ear hair twice
as great. Karen, why is it that men just can't? They always believe it's the woman's responsibility. The contraception.
I'm hoping it's a generation thing. Right. I'm hoping.
Do you think so?
The younger men of today,
yeah,
are beyond that.
Do you think so? I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, because I mean, I do personally believe it's both people's responsibility.
Okay. Well, let's. If you, well, you know, if the question was put to your son, we'll say, what do you think he'd do?
My oldest son. I think he would take responsibility. Yes.
Yes.
He's 26. So I think I think he would take responsibility as well. Yeah.
And I have a 26-year-old and I think he would too.
Yeah.
As I say, I think it's...
Now, if you ask me about my father, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, you see, you know, we're going from
wouldn't
one thing to the other.
He'd be out the back garden with his shirt off chopping wood. Wouldn't be happening. He was a man's man.
You'd have a suit of armour on just in case.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what they had in those days, actually? I have to say, I'm going to tell you something very funny, but a little bit rude. When I was a young child, I remember rooting through my father's drawer beside his locker, beside the bed.
Okay.
I was just looking. They were out one day and I decided to have a quick look because we were looking for a watch or something he had. But I found a washable, reusable condom.
Oh my God, I didn't know there was such a thing.
That's what they used to do. They used to make them out of much thicker rubber. And this is before, of course, that they became more commonly disposable as they are now. But they were washable and reusable. And I believe people used to hang them out on the line years ago. There was ones made out of pigskin and all sorts of things.
That's like a badge of honour.
Could you imagine them hanging out on the line? Washable and
every
reusable.
Every Monday, was it?
Yeah. I swear to God. Caroline, thanks very much indeed for coming on the air. Appreciate it.
Okay, Niall, bye-bye.
See you, have a lovely day. Okay, just play one little bit of audio here before I go. 20 seconds, yeah, that'll do me. There you go, where is it?
There isn't a bloke on the face of the earth to do it, Niall. We all got the COVID jabs not knowing what was in it. But when it comes to that, not a chance. You're going to put your you-know-what on the line. No way.
Yeah.
How would it pass human trials? Come here, we're checking out this. Just sign this waiver in case it goes wrong. No, not a chance.
I never thought about that aspect of it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's